We're talking to Jane Kerr, Executive Director, and Kathy Bartolomucci, Board Member from the Laurel Area Faith in Action Program. Jane is the Founding Director. Kathy is a Supervisor at the West County Area Agency on Aging and one of the Faith in Action Founding Board Members. Well, Jane, why don't you start to tell us more about what the Laurel Faith in Action Program is all about.
Great. Thank you, Joe. We love to talk about the Faith in Action program, and we want to welcome all our listeners this morning. We have a great first show. We'll be talking with actual care receivers and volunteers later in the show, and in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Tony McGovern from the Westmoreland County Area Agency on Aging. She'll be joining us to talk about their upcoming health fair in October. We're now well into our eighth year, and Kathy was one of our founding board members and actually helped to write our mission statement. So that was back in late 2001 before we started the program. So I would like to introduce Kathy Bartolomucci and ask her to tell us a little bit more about the mission of the program.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today. The mission of the Faith in Action program is to enhance the quality of life for persons age 60 and older who reside in the Greater Latrobe and Ligonier and soon to be Derry areas by providing companionship and assistance. The goal of Faith in Action, as well as the Westmoreland County Area Agency on Aging, is to help older citizens remain living safely and independently in their homes as long as possible. When we at the Area Agency on Aging ask older citizens about their concerns, they tell us they want to live at home as long as possible. However, unfortunately, living at home frequently means both a financial and emotional strain for them. Many older adults have children living out of town. In addition, those children living close by oftentimes experience challenges in supporting their parents, families, and jobs. Faith in Action is a community response to this need. In February of 2001, when we held our very first town meeting, we invited over 30 community partners, partners such as the hospital, Laurel Area Partnership on Aging, local churches, and businesses to start the program in Latrobe. The community gave us tremendous support.
What kind of services do you offer, Jane?
Well, we offer quality of life services. We give rides to the doctor and to the grocery store. We help people shop, and if they're not able to go to the store, we'll shop for them. We give much-needed caregiver relief to the husband or wife. It's usually or family member who's caring for a loved one and they're afraid to leave them alone for any period of time. We'll go in and give them a break and sit with their loved one. So we do caregiver relief. We help people pay their bills and fill out their paperwork. There are people whose eyesight is failing or just have difficulty managing those financial tasks. And if they don't have family members to help them, we'll help with their paperwork or help them manage those bills. We do an awful lot of friendly visiting and friendly telephone calls. Even when we do the shopping and all of the different transport, the volunteers add on a little extra time for a friendly visit. We have kids from the area Adelphi group homes who cut grass in the summer, rake leaves in the fall, and shovel snow in the winter. We have guys who will go out and fix a leaking toilet or a broken lock on a door. We do some handyman services. And we also help connect people with other services that they need. So we may not necessarily offer all the services, but we work with other organizations in partnership with other organizations in the area to help get them the help they need, whether it be Meals on Wheels or a wheelchair van through Veterans Cab Company and those kinds of other services. So people call us, even if it's something a service we don't offer, they can still call us and we'll help direct them to the help that they need.
Kathy, how does someone qualify for help and how much does it cost?
Well, Joe, anyone 60 years of age or older who lives in the designated areas, which currently are the Greater Latrobe and Ligonier communities, qualifies for the services we provide. No matter what their income is, any service that we provide is free of charge. It's our way of giving back to those in our community who have given us so much. The services provided through the Faith in Action program actually complement the services provided through the Area Agency on Aging. Because of funding limitations, we cannot possibly provide all the essential supportive services which are necessary to help older adults live independently in the community. Studies have actually shown that this program helps to delay institutional care by 1 to 3 years, which is a tremendous savings. Today, long-term care in Westmoreland County costs in excess of $30,000 or more a year. The aging care managers that work at the Area Agency on Aging frequently make referrals to this program. It's a constant struggle for many of our seniors to maintain independence in their own homes, especially those seniors on a fixed income. The Faith in Action program is a valuable resource for our agency. Let me share with you how the volunteers have been able to help some of our consumers. We serve a number of consumers who are visually impaired, as Jane said, and they need help in reading their mail and organizing their paperwork. They really depend on their volunteer to help them with this task. We're also servicing a number of homebound consumers who no longer drive and have no way of getting any socialization. Many of these consumers are over the age of 80 and have no family. To alleviate their isolation, we make weekly visits and calls to make sure that their needs are being met. We also service a number of other consumers that need someone to escort them to their doctor's appointments. It's very helpful and comforting for our consumers to have someone help them understand the medical instructions given to them by their physician.
Do you have enough volunteers to do all of the work you need?
Well, actually, we do. And we're always recruiting more. We are actively recruiting volunteers in the area. But we luckily do have enough to serve to meet the needs that we have right now. We served almost 300 people in 2008 with about 240 volunteers. That's about 160 adults, and the rest are youth from the Adelphi Group Homes, our local churches, and the St. Vincent College Service Learning Program. But so far, we have been lucky enough to have the volunteers we need to serve everyone.
You have a nice ratio between volunteers and people that help.
We do. We do indeed.
Now, how can people get involved?
It's very easy. They call or write for an application. Volunteers are screened and trained and undergo criminal background checks. When we receive the application for help, we carefully match the request with a trained volunteer. The process can be as short as a week to get help started. Our phone number is easy to remember. It is 539-HELP. I remember the 9 like 911. It's 539-HELP. We answer weekdays, and to get information anytime, they can visit our website at www.laurelfia.org. Now, I'm going to ask Kathy to introduce our guest because she is a co-worker, and we're going to introduce our guest for today.
We're pleased to have with us today Tony McGovern. Tony is a supervisor with the Westmoreland County Area Agency on Aging, and she has done an excellent job of coordinating our 9th annual Health and Education Expo. If you haven't been to one of our expos in the past, this is definitely an event that you don't want to miss.
I was going to say Tony.
Yes.
T-O-N-I, right?
Yes, Tony. It is.
Tony McGovern. What is the expo for?
Well, the expo is in honor of caregivers, seniors, and individuals with disabilities, but the public at large is also welcome to the expo. We're hoping to give back to those individuals with the activities that we're offering.
And when is the expo?
When is the expo? It's on October 28th, 2009, and it's from 9 to 3 during the day.
And where is the expo?
It's at the Four Point Sheridan in Greensburg off of Route 30.
Okay, and what kind of activities are we going to find out at the expo?
There's many, many, many different activities offered at the expo. First of all, we're offering flu shots. although that excludes the H1N1 shots. It's just the regular flu shots. We're going to have stroke screens, bone density testing, and body composition testing, orthopedic panels. We'll have information about hospice and home care services. There will be companies there displaying durable medical equipment. We'll have activities such as massage, Reiki, and reflexology going on. There'll be spinal screens. We'll have information about sleep disorders, vision, hearing, and glaucoma screenings. Depression and anxiety screens will be going on. We'll have information about nutrition, legal advice, legal issues, and of course some refreshments, light refreshments will be offered.
Now, how can people get to the expo?
They can, obviously they can drive there if they choose. We also will, our taxi transportation system that provides transportation to and from the senior centers will also be able to be utilized for the expo. So if just calling in advance, one day in advance to schedule the ride, and anyone 60 years of age or older would be able to come into the expo with the, again, reduced ride transportation cost. They would only be paying 5% of the fare. If they're 65 and older, they need to have the shared ride identification card plus our taxi card, the Area Agency on Aging taxi card. And again, it's the same reduced ride cost of only 5% of the fare is paid.
Is there any charge for admission?
No, there is not.
It's freebie.
It's a freebie. It is a freebie.
Okay, and who are the sponsors of the expo?
Well, of course, the county commissioners, the Board of Commissioners for Westmoreland County are one of the major sponsors. The Westmoreland County Area Agency on Aging, Westmoreland Community Action, and Westmoreland Case Management and Supports Incorporated are our three major sponsors.
Okay. And now, again, that expo is?
On October 28th, 2009, at the Four Points Sheraton in Greensburg.
Okay. Any other services we can talk about here for a moment or two?
During the past 2 years, one of the things our volunteers have been doing was servicing a consumer who wanted to go grocery shopping, but she needed help. She wasn't able to carry those groceries into her home, and even though she could maybe ride the taxi, she needed someone to help her in and out of the home, you know, with the groceries. Well, this volunteer picks her up every Friday to go shopping, and then they go out to lunch. So every week is a new adventure for this consumer and her volunteer. The volunteers also help another woman with yard work while she tends to her bedridden husband. I could go on and on. There's just so many different examples of how our volunteers have been able to provide valuable services to help our seniors retain their quality of life, their independence, and their dignity.
Joe, there's many, many different services offered by the Area Agency on Aging. There's services such as, we have a residential program called the Domiciliary Care Program, where people are placed with home providers in the community, and they provide 24-hour care 365 days a year. We have a program called the Family Caregiver Support Program, which is providing services to caregivers in the community, helping to relieve their stress and burden in providing care to a relative whom they're living with. We have another program that's called the Aging Waiver Program, and that is actually where someone is receiving nursing care services at home versus being placed in a nursing home. We have in-home services. Those would be like personal care services, ancillary services such as laundry, light housekeeping, meal preparation. Those things are being provided in the home for individuals, again, so that they can remain living in the community. Protective Services is looking into the more needier of our cases, people that might be considered being neglected or exploited, financially exploited, or abused in some way. Our senior centers and daycare centers are in the community. Daycare is providing vital services to mostly many caregivers, allowing them to continue in possibly working on a day-to-day basis, but again, providing services to individuals that need supervision and therapy in their lives. The senior centers are for more able-bodied individuals, and there's many activities going on at the senior centers. Health and nutrition activities. There's things like bingo. Many seniors enjoy the bingo and games being played, but there's, exercise programs. Again, many kinds of educational programs are going on in the senior centers. They bring in, speakers, continuously. The transportation services that we provide are transportation services for what we call our priority trips. They're for medical trips to and from the senior centers, to and from the daycare centers. And then there's also what is called senior center shopping trips, where in group, the senior centers take individuals to local shopping centers. We also have a vision center service that we provide. It's low-cost vision services that are provided to individuals in Westmoreland County. This is one of the unique services to our county that, we fund through county funds versus our state lottery dollars.
Thank you, Tony. As you can see, we'll be having the representatives from the Westmoreland County Area Agency on Aging back on our show again, because there's a lot more that they can tell us about. They provide an awful lot of good services that we're not sure everyone understands. We do want to, as promised, we are going to be interviewing a care recipient and two of her volunteers this morning, and we will be doing this. This will be a regular feature of our show every week. The first one that we have chosen, this is actually her 7th anniversary in our program today, and the one of her volunteers, Faye, is one of our original volunteers, and so we chose them for our first show. Marge just recently celebrated her 90th birthday, and so we thought it would be fun to have her on the show. Dinah?
Well, we're here this morning with Margie, one of the recipients of Faith in Action, and this is actually her 7th anniversary today with the Faith in Action program. And I'd like to ask you, how old you are, Margie?
90.
90 years old. That's wonderful. How did you come to the program?
Well, by a certain gentleman informing me that I could get to my doctor's appointments and all if I wrote into this Faith in Action. He explained to me what it was. And thought that since I don't drive and my husband was ill at the time, that it would be a good thing for me to do. And I prayed to the Lord that I did, because they've given me years of happiness and to go on. And many say I have looked much better and felt better, because when I lost my husband, I was down in the dumps. And these women have done so much for me. They're a bunch of angels. And everyone is so nice. They're all so polite and kind. So you never be afraid to be with them. They're kind, they're well-versed, and they're well-spoken.
And have they become like family to you?
Perhaps? Oh yes, they're part of me now. For those years, they were wonderful. I never found anything any better, regardless of where I went. And this is what it should be, because faith without good works is no good. And faith in action, that's what we want.
What would you do without your volunteers?
What would we do? It would be difficult. You couldn't have it.
Well, that's just wonderful. And I have another one of your volunteers here, or one of your volunteers here, Rose, who's been with you quite some time. Rose, how long have you been a volunteer with Faith in Action?
About over 5 years. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been with Marge. Marge did so much, brought so much joy to so many people in her lifetime with her singing and her guitar, that I think it's time to give her a little something back.
And what did the volunteers do for you, Rose?
Well, it makes me really feel joy, because when I arrive on Marge's porch, she says, oh, I was just praying for an angel, and here you are. It makes my day.
Well, Rose was mentioning Marge and her guitar, And we thought that it might be nice today if she'd perform for us one of her favorite songs that she wrote. How about that, Margie?
Yes, there was quite a many, Donna, and you were part of me when I used to go up to the hospital to sing that song first. And we sang it through all the halls and ended in the mental health at a little party around Christmas time. And you stood with us. And it was a wonderful time. I miss it since I'm not doing it. But the one song, I wrote many, but this one was Bells Are Ringing for Christmas. So do you want me to go
yes,
on?
Yes, I would love it.
Excuse me. Bells are ringing, children are singing, oh, what a beautiful sight. This is the season, yes, it's the reason we're so happy tonight. Come on, everybody. Ha la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. We're all happy tonight. Shepherds were walking, cattle were flocking, the stars were shining so bright. Joseph and Mary, tired and weary, stayed in a stable that night. Tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. They stayed in a stable that night. Let's smile together and sing together with voices loud and clear. Let's forgive our brothers, love one another. This is the time for good cheer. Pa la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Well, now we're going to talk to two other volunteers who are the longest term volunteers for Faith in Action, and they're Faye and Rose. They're original alumni from the very first class. And I remember that Faye was called and she recruited Rose. And then later on, they recruited their friend Pat. So tell me, ladies, how long have you been a volunteer with Faith in Action? Why don't you start, Faye?
I've been here since the beginning, and that would be 2002.
How about you, Rose?
I've also been there since 2002, the original meeting.
Well, continuing, how long have you been with Marge?
I've been with Marge for 7 years.
And Rose?
Well, I have worked very little with Marge, but in the very beginning, when Faye wasn't available, I worked for Faye and took Marge.
Well, what have you liked best over the past 7 years, Rose?
Well, I think what I like best about it is it's so great when you have the opportunity to help people to stay into their homes. We all want to do that as long as possible, and that's a great plus for me.
Well, it also saves them a lot of money from going in a nursing home, so that's what makes it even better. I hear you have a little story to tell us, Faye. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Pat and I were visiting one of our friends, and who happened to be there but her son, who was Dwayne, and he was all enthused. He's telling us about Faith in Action, and he and his two daughters got involved, and you have to be 60 years of age, and he's giving us this whole spiel, and we're sitting there trying to control ourselves. And when he was done, we said, Dwayne, we were there in the beginning, and he just cracked up. But he takes his girls with him, and that's great.
And I think they help out a little bit, too, don't they?
Yes, yes, they do.
Well, tell me what you've liked best about over the past 7 years with your Advent project, because that's something we want to hear about.
Well, when we began the Advent project, first of all, it was like, what are we going to do? When we decided we were going to have a basket, it wasn't like today when we had a great amount of help. We didn't have that many volunteers, and we just worked to find the greatest thing, and we had tons of ribbons to cut and tons of things to tie and papers. We made them into scrolls at that time. And the greatest part was having this look as a wonderful present for the people that were receiving it. And we knew they were extremely happy when we took that to them.
That's a really wonderful project. I've helped a little bit with that when the time comes that you really need the wrapping and the folding and whatever putting into the baskets. But Faye, tell us just some of the statistics that you've had occurred.
Well, we've probably cut over 15,000 ribbons, wrapped almost 10,000 Advent gifts, folded 10,000 stories, and I've driven as far as Cranberry with my daughter to buy a few hundred items for the Advent baskets.
And do you ever see the results? Do the recipients enjoy them?
Yes, they do. The one Rose and I delivered to was an older woman, and when I took it in, she was overcome, and she just cried, and she says, I didn't think anybody loved me. And she was really overwhelmed. And that's a good feeling for the volunteers.
That's a wonderful Christmas present for everybody in the program, and I think there are over 200, 300 people in it already. So you bring a little bit of Christmas to their lives, and I'm sure it brightens the days for them because they open one package per...
They open one each Sunday of Advent, and the last gift is open on Christmas Day.
Well, the Advent Project is wonderful, but Faith in Action runs 365 days a year. And I thought we'd ask Faye exactly what she does with March, and we'll close out with that. Thanks.
I take Marge to the doctors, and I stay with her, and I listen, and I try to relay when we get home what they've said and what she's to do. And I also, when she needs me, I do the calculation on her diabetes kind of thing. And whenever she needs, she can call me. I'm always there.
Well, I do.
We thank all of you ladies for being here today, and we'll turn it over to the next part of the program.
Thank you, Dinah, and thank you, ladies, for joining us today. We also want to thank Tony and Kathy and Joe for helping with today's show. Please tune in next month, Saturday, October 24. Ellen Catter from Accella Health's Lifeline Service will be joining us. We'll be answering questions sent in to us, too, so please call 539-4357 with any comments or for more information.